Gario Radio, episode 88. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. Buyer beware, the best way to measure intent. Most people are close to average when compared with their peers. That's true by definition, whether you're talking about advisors, coaches, executives, musicians, or teachers. Members of a tribe tend to think alike, look alike, and talk alike. You'll spot patterns among nonconformists too. Yet there are material differences that affect the results you get. How do you pick one over the rest? Look at their intent. This takes mere minutes to assess, but saves you agony in time and money. Simply look at what they give away for free on their websites, blogs, podcasts, or videos. You're looking for generosity, unconditional, and valuable to you. You can easily look at their content anonymously and assess the quality. Generally reasonable, but if it's too professional, maybe they hired someone to create it. Quantity. Do they give you a bite or a meal? Frequency. Is there a real commitment of resources on their part? Consistency. Have they quit giving? History. Are they innovators or laggards? Experiment. As an experiment, I've been looking for experts who could help my clients become more successful. These candidates create positive first impressions and seem to be worth hiring. So how do you pick one? Online, they've done nothing special, so the results below aren't surprising. I bought a book from a coach and subscribed to her newsletter, but she won't reply to emails. Imagine, someone will take your money, but they won't respond to you? That's bad intent. She's not following her own advice. A public relations specialist had no tips on how I could approach a well-known group. That's bad intent. She doesn't have the connections that she claims. An organizer created a paid event with slow on-site registration, in a room with obstructions, and lousy refreshments. That's bad intent. This shows incompetence or low standards. This one's weird. A coach sent continual emails pleading for free help in selling tickets, rather than designing a must-attend event. That's bad intent. He's proving that the techniques he teaches don't work. Finally, there are two marketing firms that added me to their mailing lists without permission. Bad intent. They're violating the do not spam rules. Hire them, and what sort of work will they do for you? Results. T. Harv Eker says, how you do anything is how you do everything. I wasn't looking for bad examples, but they abound. Online clues to intent could be wrong, but they're surprisingly predictive. What's your experience? Rather than listen to what they say, watch what they do. You're more than a wallet or credit card. Are they after more than a bite of your cookie? P.S. If they're not online, that's a bad sign. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's RISCARIO. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.